Lakuta Sichas Chelik Yudalad Dvarim Parsha Dvarim Sicha Beis. Dubar Kama Pa'amim. It was already discussed many times. Kidarke Shod Rashi B'Pirushi Al Teira Hi. That the way of Rashi in his commentary on Teira is Lefarish Kol Dover Akasha Who Built Him Moven. That he explains everything that is difficult, not understood B'Pshutish Al Mikra on the simple level. V'Inyanim Adreshim Biur and anything that needs explanation Al Pipashas Aksuvim at least on the simple level. Ein Rashi Mefarshim. And Rashi does not explain them. Harei Zagufa Yichacha. This in itself proves Shaladaita Shal Rashi Muvonim Heim Pashtus, that in the opinion of Rashi, they are self understood. At Kedekach She'ein Seirach L'Farshim, so that he doesn't have to explain them. Oy Shemuvonim Heim Alpi Ma Shekvar Pirush L'Fneza, or at least if there is a question, it could be understood based on what he has explained earlier in some other place, and therefore he doesn't have to explain them again. So based on this rule, we have to understand something that comes up, a question that comes up when you read the psukim in our parsha, that there are in fact a number of the commentaries that do try to explain this problem. Dafke Rashi was the primary explainer of the simple meaning, doesn't say anything about it at all. And that is, B'parsha Seinu Mesaper Moshe Barucha Al Cheta Maraglim Val Agzeira Shenigzera Ayideza Aldera Midbar. In our parsha, Moshe dwells on this, on the sin of the Maraglim, and on the Gzeira that happened as a result of this for the people, the generation of the Midbar. He says as follows, Im Yira Ishba Anoshima Eila. Will there be any one of these people, Hadoir Hara Azeh, this terrible generation, will any of them see Esa'aret HaTaiva, the good land, etc.? In other words, will any of saying that no one of the generation of the Midbar will go into Eretz Yisrael? Umamshlich, and it continues, Zulosei Kolo Bin Yifuna, Hu Yirena. Besides for Kolo Bin Yifuna, he will get to see Eretz Yisrael. Yana Shemili Acher Hashem, because he did follow behind, the words of Hashem, Umafsik, and then in this narrative, he interrupts the flow of the Meraglim discussion, and he says, Gambi, son of Hashem, Beglalchem. In fact, also Hashem got angry at me because of you. Lamer to say, Gam Atalit of Hashem, you also will not go to Eretz Yisrael. Ba'achri Hefsik, and after interruption about saying that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not go to Eretz Yisrael either, Mamshich Oyed L'Sapa Bina Meraglim, he goes back to the story of the Meraglim, and he continues, Yeshua Ben Nun Ha'im L'Fanecha, Hu Yaveh Shama, Yeshua Ben Nun, who stands before you, he will go there, V'tapchem Asher Amartem L'Vaz Yiyeh, and your children, about whom you said that they will be taken as captives, and so on, they will go there, Hei Me'ev Yaveh Shama, they will come there. So that's how Rashi goes through the narrative of the Meraglim by interrupting. The main thing is he interrupts by saying, and I too, Moshe Rabbeinu, was also punished because of you not to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. L'chayre Tamua, so the question is, Lama Mafsik Be'emtsa Sipur Maisa Meraglim B'Mashi'ir L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does he interrupt in the middle of the story of the Meraglim by describing what happened to him? Gambi Yisana Hashem Beglalchem Leimer, that against me also Hashem got angry because of you, saying Gam Atalei Tov Hashem, also you will not go there. Ki'ilu, as if Shegam Agzeira Al Moshe Shelo Yovei El Haaretz Yibesivis Chet Meraglim. It makes it seem as if the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael is also somehow connected to the Meraglim. When we know that it's not so, the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he can't go to Eretz Yisrael is spelled out in the Pasuk. Shuchet Mei Meriva, that this was over the Mei Meriva commission, is in Nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yan Le'amantem Bi, because you did not bring faith in me. L'chein le'sabius akol azel la'aretz. Therefore, you will not be able to bring Moshe and Aaron. Will not be able to bring the people to it. So in other words, it was over, the story with the water striking the rock in Meimariva. Nothing to do with the Meraglim. So why does he throw this story into the story of the Meraglim? Especially in light of the fact that the story of the Meraglim took place almost 40 years apart from the story of Meimariva, because Ma'isa Meraglim Hayikaru Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, the story of the Meraglim was close to when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Beglolim Nigza Yom L'Shana Arba'im Shana, and over this story is why the Yidden wandered for 40 years in the desert, 40 days against 40 years, the 40 days that the Meraglim were in Eretz Yisrael. And the story of Meimariva was after Miriam died and there was no water, which was at the very end of the 40 years. So it's almost 39 years apart, about 39 years apart. So that so why is he mixing these two stories together again?
The Ramban answers, Shemayusha hiske kan chet Meimariva,
that the reason that Moshe mentions the Meimariva here is kirotzel lahaskir yachad einishalam nimnoi ma'avir elo oretz kiakol begromus avinaseim. Ramban says that the reason that Moshe brings in the Meimariva is because he's bringing together the two sins which caused people, the whole generation, and him, on the other side, him and Aaron, from going to Eretz Yisrael, that it's all over sins. That's the common denominator. These are the two sins which cause people not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's how the Ramban answers it. Rabba b'pshuta shol mikra kosher l'taretz. L'taretz kein. But in this, on the simple level, it's hard to answer this key, because number one, haksuvim l'fonav l'achav heim bein inyan amaraglim. Since the psukim before that and the psukim after that are all talking about the story of the Meraglim. U'matam l'achtiz be'emtza dafke sipa chet de Meimariva. Why bring in right in the middle of the story of the Meraglim the story of Meimariva? Perhaps he could have said it after the story of the Meimaraglim, also the Meraglim, also the story of Meimariva, to bring out the common denominator, but right in the middle of the story. Beis, a second reason, Anshe Dera Meraglim Mesu Kaidem Lechet de Meimariva. The people of the generation of the Meraglim all had already died by the time the story of Meimariva came along. Kimufuriz b'pirush Rashi, as Rashi spells out clearly, Shekvar Meisu Meisei Midbar, Ve'elu Parshu L'chaim. He says already before that whole story of when Miriam died, he says that at that point the people of the Meraglim's generation had already died, and all the rest are now going forward, and they're going to live and go into Eretz Yisrael. Val pisa einim muvan. So based on this, it's hard to understand. Omrei v'taimru nishlocha anoshim biyisanef. What is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? And you said, let's send people. In other words, that's talking to the people of the Anshei Midbar, the Doira Midbar, and biyisanef biglalchem. And Hashem got angry because of you. The tapchem Hashem amartem, it will go to Eretz Yisrael. Shemash Moses Shehem Heim Oisya Der Shalem Medaba B'cholaksu V'Meila. He seems to be comparing the people that asked Moshe Rabbeinu to send the Meraglim and the people about whom Hashem got angry because of you in Meimariva, when it's a completely different generation. Not one person from the generation of the Meraglim was alive at the time when Meimariva occurred. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu says, also because of you, and as if bringing it all together, as it's the same people, when it's completely different generation. Not even one person was around at the time, or at least not as an adult. Well, a third thing is lefize kos of ze gambi sana of hayesarach liyisvus michus lamiros shudarim rang layiras aretz. If that's what he means, as the Ramban says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, since he's mentioning the people that are not going into Eretz Yisrael, he mentions already also himself that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. So it should have said it immediately right after the words that they will not see Eretz Yisrael. The loyla achish amar kolamin yifuna hu yirena. Whereas in fact, what happens is none of you was going to Eretz Yisrael, meaning the people of Meraglim, except for Kolev. Then he throws in that also he's not going in, and then he goes back to Yeshua. If it's as the Ramban says, then he should have said that pasuk, and also against me Hashem got angry before he spoke about Kolev. As soon as he mentioned that they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but in fact, where does he put that in? After he says that, whereas Kolev will go, and then I also will not go. Yeshua will lead you into Eretz Yisrael. So, how is that explained in the Ramban's answer? Beis, yesh mefarshim, some explain, shagam bihi son of Hashem beglalchem, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, because of you Hashem got angry at me, hakavonihi lecheta meraglim, that this was also, he was referring also to the cheta meraglim. Beikir besibas hached zeh nigzra al Moshe gam ata loisav isham, meaning to say that the real reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael was also over the Meraglim's sin. Although Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not participate in the sin of the Meraglim, still he was punished for it. Mishum shal yodai, it was through him, al yedei shlach l'chol adaitacha, because Moshe Rabbeinu went on his own, you know, with his own opinion, he said, oh, it's a good idea to send Meraglim, as Hashem said to him, I'm not telling you to do it, it's your decision. So because of his decision, Al-Kaponim Nigram Kheta Meraglim, this at least brought about the sin of the Meraglim. So even though he wasn't directly responsible and he didn't participate, but it was through his decision. So V'lechein Amar Biglalchem, and that's why he was, ultimately the reason was because of the Kheta Meraglim, and therefore he said, Biglalchem Hainashle Yikonis, meaning to say that ultimately it was not so much over the Mei Meriva, which was his personal sin, but rather going a throwback to the story of the Meraglim, that also you will not go into Eretz Yisrael over that same sin of the Meraglim, because the whole generation, nobody is going into Eretz Yisrael from that generation. And therefore also Moshe is being included that he will not go, except for, of course, Kolev and Yeshua. Because of Kanal, the Pasuk says clearly that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because of Mei Meriva, not because of Mei Meraglim. Yes, Leimer, we could answer it. That it was taka only because of the combination of both sins together. Because of his involvement in the Meraglim, he wouldn't have necessarily been punished, because it wasn't enough to bring that kind of punishment. But because he also did Mei Meriva, so the combination of the two is what caused it. Similar to what we find in regards to the sin of Nodav Avihu, Shekama taimim nemru b'misosam, that there is a number of reasons which are given for why they died, whether it was because they went in drunk or because they did something that they weren't told to do, or whatever, a number of reasons are given. And the explanation is v'dafke b'tziruv kulam yachad nenshu b'poyol b'enish misa. What this means is that any one of those on its own would not have been enough that they should die over it, but because all of them happened together, therefore the combination of all of them caused that they should taka die. So, and therefore, in this same way, they want to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu's, the real problem was the Meraglim. But that in itself wasn't enough. So, therefore, the Mei Meriva contributed also, the combination of the two caused them not to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, therefore, in this pasuk, when he says Biglalchem, he's saying that it's also over the Chet Meraglim. Umishum ze ne'emar, gam bi yisanef Hashem Biglalchem. And that's why it says in the pasuk that it's also because of you that Hashem got angry. That's why he puts it into the middle of the story of the Meraglim. Because that's also what one of the details of the story of the Meraglim. And that Biglalchem, because of you, is not referring to the people of the generation of Mei Meriva, but it's talking about the people of the generation of the Meraglim. Ulam, however, Shitas Rashi Efshel Kashfarish came, because you can't say that this is what Rashi intends. Ki nois of lozer shadayin ein amuvan seder haksuvim kanal, because in addition to the order of the psukim, why was this thrown in after Kolev, not before Kolev, is one of the questions. Kanal b'kusha gimel ha'ehine, in addition to that question, there's also number one. Mefurish bepirish Rashi shal Moshe nigzer shalei kanush Eretz Yisrael ach v'drak mipnei mei meriva. Rashi says that the only reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael was over mei meriva. Where does he say it? Kilushoinoi shalei hoisa behem ella zubuvad. They had no other sin. This was the only thing that that Hashem held against them, and that was the reason that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. They, meaning the Mei Meriva, alone are the reason that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and they have no other sin. So therefore Rashi doesn't go with this pshat that it was over the Meraglim, and that was just the straw that broke the camel's back, or whatever. Beis, another thing, al pizeh, Eich Omer gam bihis anaf Hashem nismal reiges. How could he say that Hashem was hisanaf, which means he was filled with anger against me? Since Moshe wasn't directly involved in the Chet HaMeraglim. And it's only over the Meraglim that he didn't go in. So what does it mean that he got angry at me, was filled with anger against me? That doesn't fit with the story of the Meraglim. So therefore Rashi, the simple pshat, that can't be what Rashi is saying. Perhaps we could answer, that the reason the Torah brings together the Chet Mei Meriva and the Chet HaMeraglim, even though they have no connection to each other and they were chronologically very distant from each other by 39 years. The reason is lamed al chaymer chet mei meriva, to teach about the seriousness of the sin of the mei meriva. To shokul uluf ne'akos baruch hu kechet ha-meraglim, that it's to Hashem it was considered as if no less than the chet ha-meraglim. Val derech ma shepirush Rashi le'el. Similar to what Rashi says earlier, and therefore he does not have to say it again here. What did he say before? Rashi says, why was the death of Miriam brought in the Torah next to the Parsha Parah Aduma? And the reason that this question is so significant here is because Sharei Parsha Parah Aduma Nemer B'Shona Sheniya L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'etz Mitzrayim. The Parsha Paraduma was taka said in the second year when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Mrs. Miriam was saved Shana. And the story of Miriam's death was at the end of the 40 years. In other words, exactly like these two things, that why does the Torah bring together two events which happened 38 years apart? Loi Malach, and the Rashi explains that it's to tell you, Ma Karbonis Mechaprim of Mrs. Siddiqui Mechaperis. That just like Karbonis atone, so also the death of Tzaddikim brings atonement. So in other words, the answer here is not the issue. The issue is the question that Rashi explains why that there is significance in bringing together events one next to the other in order to bring to draw a comparison between the two. So here also the reason that he brought Mei Meriva next to the Meraglim is to bring a draw a comparison that they were, Hashem considers them both to be very serious sins. And Rashi also similarly says further on the Parsha Ekev, the Samach, he says over there, the Samach Moshe Tachochazu Misas Aaron, the Shviras HaLuchas, that Moshe talks about the breaking of the Luchas. Sorry, the passing of Aaron. He speaks about it at the same time as the breaking of the Luchas, which is the same thing. The breaking of the Luchas was 39 years earlier. Loimar, it's to tell you, Shekoshim Yisrashim Shul Tzadikim B'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the day of the passing of a tzaddik is as difficult for Hashem, Kiyem Sheneshtaber Be'aluchas, as the day that the Luchas were broken. So in other words, that the reason that the Torah brings together two very, very distant events that happened 39 years apart is to draw a certain comparison between the two. So maybe here, too, the reason that he brings them together is to draw a comparison between the sin of the Meraglim and the sin of Meberiva. So therefore we'll say similarly in our case, Shemasmich, Beis HaChatoim L'lamet Sheshkulamim B'chaimram, to teach us the reason that he brings together these two sins is to teach us that they are equal in their seriousness, and that's why. Aval Tirut Zadoichaku, but this is also not a difficult answer. Key, because number one, Ein Chidush B'zeh Shechet Meimariva U'chomor U'chomor K'chet Meraglim. There's nothing new in this chiddush, as if it's something novel that the Torah is teaching, that there is a comparison between the sin of Meimariva and the sin of the Meraglim. There's nothing novel there. Ki sharei chet Meimariva goram l'chil Hashem b'fnei kol v'nei Yisrael, because the chet Meimariva caused a chil Hashem in the front of the entire Jewish community. Commission in Ne'emar, as the pasuk says, Yan loy hemantem bi like the sheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael. Because that the reason that Hashem was so upset about Meimariva is because this could have been a lesson that the Yidden could have taken from the rock, that the rock listens to Hashem, and you fail to sanctify my name amongst the Yidden. In other words, you undermined my message. So of course that's a serious thing. And how serious is it that you're not going to be going bringing the people into Eretz Yisrael over this sin? So obviously it's a very serious sin. So what's the need to compare it to the Chet HaMeraglim when the Pasuk itself spells out the seriousness of it? Beis, Im HaKavona Hi L'Lamed Chomer HaChet Meimariva, if the intention, the purpose of bringing it together with the Chet HaMeraglim is to teach us about the seriousness of Meimariva, he should have mentioned what the sin was. Moshe Rabbeinu skips over the whole sin of the Meimariva. He just mentions that because of you, I'm not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. He only brings what the result was, that he's not going to be able to, Hashem got angry and he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. But if the point is to bring out the comparison between the two sins, he should have mentioned the sin, and he doesn't. So that can't be the explanation. So the explanation is because of Mevayr Einish Deira Midbar, the Pasuk describes what the punishment of the Deira Midbar is. Im Yira Ish V'Goymer Sa'oras HaTayva, will any of these people see the land, the good land? No. Umesayim, and then concludes, Zulose Kolev Ben Yefuna V'Yeshua Ben Nun, the only two that will go to Eretz Yisrael beside, from this whole generation, is Kolev ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun. She'enem kishara doir, they are not like the rest of the people in the generation. Elohim yiras oras, they will get to see Eretz Yisrael. Omnam hakasa machalkam l'shnayim, but the Torah divides Kolev and Yeshua into two separate categories. First it says, Kolev ben Yefuna, he will see the land. Then in a separate pasuk it says, Yeshua ben Nun, hu yaveh shama, he will come there, he will bring the Yidden there, and so on. The reason why it's divided into two separate psukim, even though both of them were able to come to Eretz Yisrael, the reason it's divided into two separate psukim is hine b'boyim lo hayu matzavim dayim azalazeh. The reason is because when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't similar to each other in their arrival in Eretz Yisrael. Ki kolav ben Yefuna rak yirena v'lo yetenes ha'aretz chelkei. Kolav ben Yefuna, what was he told? He will get to see Eretz Yisrael, and he will be given a share in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ilu Yeshua ben Nun, whereas when we come to Yeshua, yaveh shama, not only will he come there, he will be the one that will bring it to the Jews that they should inherit it. He will be the cause. He will be the one who will bring Eretz Yisrael for each Yid. Meaning to say, he will be the leader that will cause the Yidden to inherit Eretz Yisrael. So it's very different from what is happening to Kolev. He's merely arriving and being one of the people. Yeshua is the leader. So based on this we understand, now we understand why before Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to speak about Yeshua, that he will arrive and he will be the leader and so on. Hikdim Moshe Leimar Gambi Son of Hashem. Why Moshe inserts the "and also I, Hashem got angry and I was not permitted to go to Eretz Yisrael." Now we understand why that was placed in between Yeshua and Kolev and Yeshua. Bazem etaretz, because through this Rashi, the Torah answers, not Rashi, the Torah answers, but Torah maimer amuzgar, in a parenthesis, sort of a parenthesis here, manishtana matzavish will call him a matzav Yeshua, explaining what the difference is between the situation, why is there a difference in the situation between Kolev and Yeshua. After Maisa Shneim Shova, even though they both did the same exact thing in the time of the Meraglim, Yeshua ben Nun beKolav ben Yefuna Koru Bigdei, and they both tore their clothing, ruining the direction in which the Meraglim took it. V'lachin gam schorim bechodem machsa nemer, and therefore their reward was said back then in one together. B'midbar hazeh yiplu pigreichem. So for the Meraglim, it said that you will die, the Yidden and so on will die in the Midbar. Kim Kolev ben Yefuna, Yeshua ben Nun, except for Kolev ben Yefuna and Yeshua. In other words, they were both lumped together. They both behaved similarly, therefore they both are rewarded similarly. So, why then is there a difference between Yeshua and Kolev in the way they actually get to enter Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is that the reason why for Yeshua it was added that he would be the leader that would bring the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, whom if nekila acha kimat arboim shana nitaisav ki gambi son of Hashem. It's because there was a reason why Yeshua is stepping into the leadership, and the reason is because at the end of the 40 years, it turns out that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Gamata leitav isham. V'lachein Yeshua benun hu loy rak yov isham. Therefore, now things have changed. Not only will Yeshua simply arrive in Eretz Yisrael like Kolev, ela oisei chazek, but Moshe Rabbeinu now has to strengthen him and appoint him as the leader, kihu yanchilen Eretz Yisrael, because he is the one that's going to be the leader to bring the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of explaining as a parenthesis, Kolev, the Meraglim and the whole generation, they're going to die in the Midbar. Kolev, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua, but wait a minute, Yeshua, that's a completely different thing. He's going to be the leader. How come he's so different than Kolev when originally they were both compared and they're both going to arrive? And the reason is because it turns out that I am not getting to Eretz Yisrael either. And therefore, Yeshua is going to step in and be the leader. Ve'ein Rashi tzorach lefarish. But Rashi doesn't have to explain all this. Shu maimer amuzger. He doesn't have to explain that this is a parenthesis. Ki kam apomim etzinu b'kra kegayindo. Because we find a number of places in the Pasuk that the Pasuk gives a maimer amuzger, which means a parenthesis, which sort of breaks up the flow of the narrative just to bring out another point. For instance, as we mentioned before, it's in the Pasuk earlier that I commanded your the Shaiftim Tikruv and Elai Vishmaitiv, that anything that you don't understand, you'll bring it forward to me, and I will listen to it, and I will give the answer. Shu Maimer Amuzgar, which is also a parenthesis. The pasuk over there is Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, and I told you to appoint judges, and then Wiley saying, I told you to appoint judges, he says as a parenthesis, and I told those judges, you have to judge people fairly and so on and be just and what the judges need to know. So that's a Maimer HaMuzgar. What he told the judges is not a perfect flow of the story. So there we have one Maimer HaMuzgar. Wherever Parshas Shlach, and you also see this in Parshas Shlach, but Parshas Haman, where it describes the man of Bnei Yisrael Holchu Saman Ochlu Saman Arba'im Shana, where it talks about the man and what it was and so on and all the details about the man, and he throws in that, by the way, the Yidden ate the man for 40 years. This was all the way at the beginning, describing the man at the beginning of the 40 years, but he throws in, it happens to be that for 40 years the Yidden ate the man. So those are also parentheses which break up the narrative of the story. So we've seen that already. We know in the pasuk there is such a thing. Shein negeila parsha mansha memshcha parsha shom, which also doesn't apply to the neither of these are directly part of what the story is being told. It's only a parenthesis. But then there are other cases of this. V'chein ein sarach lefarish. So therefore, since we know already of the existence of parentheses, so Rashi doesn't have to explain that this pasuk is a parenthesis to explain something which seems to conflict with the difference between Yeshua, Kalev and Yeshua. V'chein ein sarach lefarish shebeglalchem koy al deir shenichnasu la'aretz. Also, he doesn't have to explain that Biglalchem here is referring to the people that went into Eretz Yisrael, V'loida Raglim, that he's not referring to the Meraglim, the generation of Meraglim, Shari Kvar Pirish Lefneze Kenal, because he already explained earlier, Sheshag Zeira Al-Mesha, he said, Rachmet Nechet Chet Mei Meriva, that the Zeira against Mesha was only because of Mei Meriva, and not because of the Meraglim. So when he says Biglalchem, it's clear, Rashi already explained that this is not talking about the Meraglim, the time of the generation of the Meraglim. The Shuv Ein Lahakshis, Mashenemar Biglalchem. And therefore there's no question to be asked that when it says Biglalchem because of you, the Havaki Ilu Medavar Aloysim Anoshim Shem Medavar Aleim Bekro Adata, that Biglalchem might seem to be interpreted that it's talking about the people that he's talking about now, up till now, which means the generation of the Meraglim. But no. Because this whole thing is inside a parenthesis, so to speak, and therefore is not, the Biglalchem is not a continuation to the people of the generation of the Meraglim. It's simply speaking about the explanation of why Yeshua is now going to be different than Kalev. So Biglalchem doesn't refer back to the people that are mentioned earlier in the pasuk. It's inside a parenthesis. Omnam adayim kasha, but still there is a question to be asked. Mi'acha shekosav zehu maimer amuzgar. Since this pasuk is, as we said, a parenthesis, b'nem arkan rak b'chdei lahaske shenigzer omayshe loy tovesham, and it's mentioned only in order to bring out that Moshe is not going to end up going to Eretz Yisrael, and that that's the reason that Yeshua is going to be the leader, and he will be different than Kalev. Why does Rashi say? Moshe say, and Hashem got angry at me because of you. Why is that important to this? Hashem got angry at me. I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua is going to take over. What's the difference if it was because of you or not? So the explanation to that is Kvar Pirush Rashi Le'el B'Pasha Pinchas. This is also something that Rashi already alluded to or explained, and therefore doesn't need to be explained again. In Pasha Pinchas it says B'chol Makim Shekosav Misosam Kosav Sirchainim, that wherever the Torah talks about Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron not going into Eretz Yisrael, he also says the reason why. Lefi shenigzer gzeira al deira midbar. The reason why. Each time that it mentions that Moshe is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it has to give the reason why he's not going in. That it's because of the Mei Meriva. The reason is because the whole deira midbar was punished that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael. L'kach bikush Moshe sheyichtev sirchenoi. That's why Moshe requested, please, whenever you mention that I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael, write the reason.
so that people don't mistake me that I was one of the people of the Deira Midbar, the Deira Maraglim, that I also rebelled against Hashem. Please make it clear that it's not because of that. So therefore, wherever the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going into Eretz Yisrael, it gives the reason because of the Mei Meriva. And therefore, Kivin Shekosav Kamisase, therefore, since the Torah over here mentions the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu will not be going to Eretz Yisrael, Hutzrach Lahaskir Sha'av Bi Son of Hashem Biglalchem. So he has to mention that it was for another reason, not because of the same reason of the Meraglim. Lahaskir B'derech Agav, to mention at least in an allusion, She'sirchayne Eine Boiki in Biglalchem, that the Hashem's the problem was not that he was part of that, but it was over something else. It was over the issue with you, with the Mei Meriva, and so on. Hachet the Mei Meriva, Asher Ravu B'nei Yisrael as Hashem, that the Yidden argued against Hashem, Merivas Ha'eda, that it was because of the argument of the people, and that's what led to Moshe Rabbeinu not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, he has to say, wherever the Pasuk talks about Moshe not going, it has to give the reason that it was over the Mei Meriva, and the Glalchem alludes to that, brings that out. So now, because Buglalchem is only said also as a parenthesis, of a Teich Maimer Amuzgar, a parenthesis within a parenthesis, Yuvanoid Inyan, Bepirish Rashi Dalon, we'll understand another thing about Rashi here. Lakama Bepashav Eschanan, later on in Parshav Eschanan Emer, it says, Vayisaber Hashem bi lamanchem, Hashem got angry at me because of you. Bepirish Rashi, lamanchem bishvilchem. Rashi says, Lamanchem, over you, means Bishulchem, because of you. Atam geramtem li, you caused this for me. V'cheinu Omer, as the Pasuk says, V'yakzifu al Mei Meriva, that they got angry over the Mei Meriva, V'yedol Moshe Bavuram, and it turned out bad for Moshe because of them. So to this we also have to understand, Im Rashi tzarech leharich bepirush Lamanchem, if Rashi needs to dwell and explain what lamanchem means, because of you, that what does it mean, atam garamtem li, you caused it to me. Ulahavi raya mimashenema b'teilim v'yekzivu, and to show that it's because of the Yidden, he has to bring a raya from Teilim, to show that it's because of the Yidden. Hayatzarech lefarish kem b'teves b'glalchem shebeparashasenu. Why in our parasha, where it says, v'gambi son of Hashem b'glalchem, why doesn't it? It's the same Beglalchem, Lamanchem, it's the same thing. Why doesn't Rashi explain that why it's all because of the Yidden and bring a Raya from Tilim? Shukaydun leparsha v'eschanan. Our parsha comes before that parsha v'eschanan. V'lo lismach v'parsha dvarim, amasha yifarsh achakach v'parsha v'eschanan. And you can't say that he's going to rely on what he said in parsha v'eschanan, what he's going to say in parsha v'eschanan. You should say it here, and then maybe rely on parsha v'eschanan, what he wrote here. But according to this, Shekan Nema Biglalchem Rag V'derech Agav, since over here the whole Biglalchem is only a parenthesis, B'toich Maimer Amuzger, a parenthesis within a parenthesis, so in other words, that it's only a side note, and it's not the central theme of the Pasuk. Muvan She'ein Tzorech Lefar Shekan B'protis, therefore Rashi doesn't need to explain it here in detail, because the whole thing is only a side note. Since the whole reason it appears here is only as an aside, and in the real place where Moshe dwells on this is later in Parsha Veschanan, over there the story is about Moshe. Over there Rashi will dwell on it and he'll explain it and he'll bring his raya and so on, but over here it's just an aside, and therefore there is no reason for Rashi to explain it at length here.